So those who believe in the theory of reincarnation claim that the suffering which is going on in the world today is perhaps because of the misdeeds in their previous lives.
Incarnation. Now, previous life, correct, yes.
So how do we answer to that kind of question?
First, should be a counter question, the proof.
Sorry?
Before you begin to answer the question, you must put a counter question.
Yes.
Where is the proof of the previous existence?
That's right.
There must be some proof. And apart from that, I'll speak on this subject at a bit more length. Although I discussed it in Germany 2 years ago in detail, but that was in Urdu. The fact is that the concept, the theory of incarnation, reincarnation, can be proved to be obviously wrong by the facts of nature as we observe them. Now, the philosophy behind this theory is this, that if a generation indulges in evil tasks, evil deeds, that generation in particular, when it is reborn, is reborn into a lower state of life, not in the same state of life. The human state is the higher, and the animal state is the lower. The more the generation would be evil, less likelihood there would be for their being reborn as human beings. And more likely it would be for their being born as worms or insects, or at least lower order of life, of animal life, that is beasts and snakes and lions and things like that. Because the reversion begins downward from man to the lower species. Starting backward, we can say apes would be the first, and then the other species, whatever God has, the order God has already arranged. Now, that is the philosophy. And we know, as anybody else does, and as the believer in this philosophy also do, that for the last 100 years, at least, man is becoming more evil than previous generations. You can even put it back to many, many centuries. But that be so, let's call it 100 years. What should have been the observed fact would be that human beings would be depleted and the animals would outgrow the human beings. Because from one pocket, you take things out and add to the other pocket. They cannot go on increasing at the same time. What we are observing is exactly the opposite. There are many organizations worried about some animals being extinct. And they are also worried, the human beings as such, about the overpopulation. The population explosion is the most feared event of the present century. So if the human beings are becoming more and more evil, the societies there should be about the possible extinction of human beings, not of animals. While it's exactly the other way around. They say that bird is about to be extinct and that animal is about to be extinct, and human beings are exploding in their population and number. So this observed fact belies the theory categorically. Unless they should also believe that whatever we do at present, the man does, that is approved by Allah, by God. And Allah says, yes, they are doing well, And also animals are also becoming very pious nowadays. So they are, you know, lifted in status to the human status. This all hocus pocus is just a philosophy without foundation, without rhyme or reason. There is nothing in it.
What they also claim, sir, is that, for example, in one life you can be in a position of authority, and because of your misdeeds when you are in position of authority in your next life, you would be in a, you would still perhaps come as a human being, but at a lower level. When
so that means that only the communist world is the world of evil. All the rest of the world is okay. Because more and more people are subjected to one authority in the communist world. In the free world there is no evil. The only evil that appears to in the eyes of Allah is in behind the iron curtain. That should be the corollary, the natural inference from this. Everything is absolutely wrong, mythical. There is no sound foundation or scientific evidence to support this theory.